Thank you. That was Alone from Ennio Morricone's soundtrack to the 1986 film, directed by Roland Joffé and starring Robert De Niro and Jeremy Irons, The Mission, here on Deep Threes. Our set began with Andrew Russo's take on King Crimson's Three of a Perfect Pair for Russo's mixtape. John Zorn led us across the sudden twists and turns of Pink from his Elegy album before we settled in a bit with Anthony Coleman and I Diet on Cod from Lapidation. Jay Cloyt deconstructed Mozart for his work 11 Windows. We heard the Cypress String Quartet perform the fifth movement, Gehenna, from their Spectral Evidence album. We got off at Exit N with the Windsweepers from La Fiancée du Pirate and quickly swerved to miss a buzzsaw trapped in a perfumery of shrugs, left there during the State of the Union 2.001 project by the Whiteouts. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour with Hoshina, Walking, Walking from All the Noises. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the website, www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia, this is CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note. The harsh caws of American crows are one of the most familiar bird calls in North America. But a few crows in this flock sound like they've got stuffy noses. The birds aren't under the weather, of course. They're fish crows, a different species from the more widespread American crow. Fish crows are a little smaller than American crows. Otherwise, they look very similar. But their voices are distinctive. The American crow's hoarse caws. And the nasally calls of the fish crow. While they do love seafood, fish crows aren't limited to coastal areas. They're found in much of the eastern U.S., and the species seems to be spreading to new areas north and west to breed. In winter, fish crows join flocks of American crows looking for food in cities and landfills, where they'll sometimes squabble for a tasty morsel with a fellow scavenger like a raccoon or a gull. So, if you hear a bird in your neighborhood that sounds like it could use some cold medicine, keep an eye out for fish crows. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit